Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters.
2017 Netflix, basically.
Yeah, I think the movie came out or was released in Japan in 2017, and then this year it came out on Netflix.
Yeah, and it's like, because the way it's listed on Netflix is like, it says we watched episode one, even though it was the length of a movie.
Yeah, and I read up, and it looks like this is set to be a trilogy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm not really into anime.
Uh-huh.
I'm not an anime watcher. I try to watch anime, and I don't know what it is. Like, I like the artwork. I like the artwork mm-hmm. in this movie. But I'm not an anime guy. I kind of like this one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not like the greatest thing ever, but I think I like the concept more than anything.
Yeah, maybe the premise more than anything. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But
have you seen Godzilla Final Wars?
Not enough to be able to do a book report on it. Like, yeah. I'm kind of rediscovering these movies as we do this. So there's movies that, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen it. And when they come on, I'll be like going, oh, yeah, I remember that bit. But it's just, it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you watch them on TV, you had no idea they were going to be on sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you just caught them by surprise mid-movie. So
Godzilla Final Wars kind of tries to do something like this.
Oh, really?
Like, it follows sort of a futuristic.
And Final Wars is the one that's got everybody in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not good. I tried to watch it. I've watched it a few times, and I can't get into it.
And Final Wars, is that the one with the super sleek Gigan?
Yeah.
Like, the Gigan that's, like, svelte?
Yeah, and then, like, the buff King Caesar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this kind of reminds me of that, but because it's anime, you can do the sci-fi stuff. Like, you could do outer space and stuff.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get through it. Like, it kept, like, I would, like, pause it, like, every 5 minutes just to, like, like, do busy work.
Yeah.
Like, I would pause it and be like, oh, you know what? I should go check the mail.
Yeah, you see, you're finding an excuse to walk away from this movie.
But I was...
And yet you say you liked it?
No, I liked it okay. It was like, it's I guess mostly the concept, which is that Godzilla essentially destroyed the planet and monsters took over and society lost.
Right.
And so then, they left.
Yeah. Right.
And then they're gone for 20 years in their time, but it's like a Planet of the Apes thing where they come back, was it 10,000 years later?
It ended up being more than that.
20,000.
They had estimated it would be like, first it was like 10,000, oh, maybe it was like 1,000, and like, actually, it might be 10,000, and then they land, it's like, oh, it's been 20,000, or something like that.
Yeah. So all of that I really like. I like the idea of Earth way in the future, but it's completely been overrun by monsters, but like Toho monsters.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, like, one Toho monster.
Like, well, yeah, and then a new guy. It's like, I liked there's like a documentary that was like Earth After People kind of thing, and they kind of did these type of like scenarios. Like the whole thing where they talk about that one building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like taken over by plants, but then the building was completely gone, but the plants kind of kept the shape of the building.
Yeah.
It was very kind of like Alan Moore Swamp Thing kind of in concept, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's really just plants that remember being a building.
Yeah. This was kind of more like a hard sci-fi movie, just with Godzilla in it.
Yeah.
But I was okay with the sci-fi stuff. I like the thing with the aliens was kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
but that's the thing with anime. There's always something in it where I'm just like, why does that need to be in here? You know? But I think the artwork looks really cool. there's a game I play on the DS called Fire Emblem, and they do a similar thing where it's like 3D animation, but like has kind of a 2D look to it, sort of, yeah. Or vice versa. I like that a lot. And my favorite part was probably the opening with the news footage.
That was great. That was might have been my favorite part.
Yeah.
It's not great for the movie, in my opinion. My favorite part was opening credits where they show guns. It's like...
They show, like, Kamakuras. My problem with
the movie is why we like Godzilla movies is two things. You get to see Godzilla destroy buildings, uh-huh. and you get to see Godzilla fight monsters.
Uh-huh.
And we did not get to do either of that.
Yeah. I think, okay, so this is supposed to be one of three, but, like, movies like Godzilla 2... Oh, I guess not Godzilla 2000. That's a bad example. The original Godzilla, and then Godzilla 1985, and then, like, Shin Godzilla. Like, all these kind of reboots always start with, okay, we're just going to have Godzilla only. So, right. Like, that makes sense. And if they're doing two more, they probably have in mind that they're going to bring other monsters in.
It seems like it's a vendetta of that one guy versus Godzilla. It's Haruo's whole mission of I'm going to kill you one day thing.
There's got to be other monsters.
I was not into him at all. As
the dude?
I was like, yeah, like for... Like such the way he was so dramatic and has such a strong chip on his shoulder and as his hatred for Godzilla from that moment as a little kid seeing him destroy those ships and stuff. I was just like going, oh boy, get over it. he was just so that he's just reckless about it too. It's like, yeah. I was like, I would have been happy if he hadn't survived.
Yeah. Maybe I liked it because I didn't hate it as much as I thought I was going to hate it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I went in with higher hopes, being like, all right, let's see Godzilla in the animation realm. It's like the only other cartoon Godzilla I remember. It's just the old Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, the Hanna-Barbera. The thing is, like, we all have Netflix. And they say there's a new Godzilla movie coming out on Netflix. You think I'd watch it the first day, but it took us this long to get around to it.
You look at it, you're like, oh, it's okay.
Because you would have think like as soon as they sprung it on us, it would have been like a bonus episode of ours. But we didn't really even talk about it much. I think maybe I sent you like a trailer or something, but we never really. I don't know. We never really, I don't think we're excited for it. So watching it, I was like, okay, all right.
You know, I remember there was some pictures. There's somewhere, I think also like as like one of the bonus little items in that Shin Godzilla book.
Uh-huh.
That had like, it was like this giant mech with Godzilla.
Oh, the...
it looked more like Robotech.
Evangelion? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Is that related to this at all?
No.
Okay.
I think that I don't know what it is. I'm not an expert.
Or something?
Evangelion is a... I believe
it's...
its own thing.
Okay.
And I think the guy who either created it... None of this is probably accurate, but the guy who created that or directed those anime
emails to Kaijupod, Ralph at Kaijupod.
No, I don't have that email. You just tweet me.
What were you saying?
But the dude who created that thing or did that thing is the director of Shin Godzilla, or one of the directors of Shin Godzilla. And so there was going to be a whole thing where they were going to cross over, or he drew that just because, you know, people would want to see that.
Okay. And
it's like that. I have a print of Gypsy Danger versus Godzilla.
Okay.
But yeah. The news footage, I want to talk about the news footage for a little bit. We get to see Kamakras.
Yes.
The giant praying mantis. There's a jellyfish, which I don't know what the jellyfish was. And I thought it was a squid, but the news report referred to it as a jellyfish, or in the Chiron it said jellyfish. The one I thought was interesting was Operation Hedora, which it says it on the screen, Operation Hedora, and there's a big giant cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if, as a Earth, like, doing a defense, they try to do some sort of block out the sun, smog, cover-up thing to, like, I don't know, destroy Godzilla somehow. But I like that it's called Operation Hedora.
Yeah, well, any of those things cloud. Are in any of those, like, quick shots of that, of those, in that montage of news footage, is like, oh, those are all stories I think I would have rather seen.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's also, when I was looking it up on like the Godzilla wiki, I missed this. I guess there's like, you see like the corpse of Anglis in it too.
Oh, I didn't see that. I noticed Rodan, and then there was one that was definitely Orga, which I thought was kind of cool. Because Orga, I don't think, is the most popular Godzilla monster, Toho monster. But, I mean, yeah, I would like to see all those.
Yeah, right.
And maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it was a TV show and we got to see those instead. Like, if we got to see, like, those five episodes of maybe these military guys versus, like, stuck in the middle of these giant monster fights with Godzilla.
Yeah, like Clone Wars, like a series. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Like that movie where they have the G-graspers and they're like a military unit specifically there for Godzilla. Just follow them on the ground.
Right.
And then every episode. Oh, that would be really cool. But we got the Bilisaludo UFO instead.
Yep.
I'd like that idea, though, of the aliens coming down to destroy Godzilla in return for Sanctuary. And I thought that's what the story was going to be about, but it wasn't. Because I thought, you know, it was going to be like the UFO from Planet X, where they came and they said, oh, we'll give you, you know, all of this.
Yeah.
We'll give you all this stuff if we can take your monsters away. And then they turn on the Earth and stuff. Like, I thought that's where it was going, but no.
Yeah, and I also liked how, like, the people on the ship, their outfits, how they had that ring that went around their necks and stuff. I was like, it kind of suggested the aliens in Monster Zero. Yeah, the fact that most of our interaction with the alien species is just with the one that's the priest.
Yeah.
Because I was going, man, these are real religious.
Yeah.
But it's just because she just kept doing her hand motions on the guy.
Oh, was it she?
Or he, I don't know.
I don't know. Did you think the ship at the beginning, at the very, very beginning, the ship that they're on, I thought looked like the ship from Gamma versus Varas?
Oh, I didn't.
Where it's with the balls. Remember the balls with the stripes on it? I thought it looked like that. But then
the first note I wrote was, oh, people can't hack it in space.
Nope. He just wanted his foot on solid ground.
We're ready to go down.
Yeah.
And then they all got killed. Do you know exactly how it exploded? You didn't exactly know how it exploded, what happened.
Mm-hmm. It just couldn't handle the atmosphere?
So it's like, did Godzilla do that?
When they talked about the aliens coming, they mentioned that they created Mechagodzilla. Did you get a good look at the Mechagodzilla design?
No.
Okay, it looks...
Yeah, I guess that montage would have been something to kind of like just kind of piece... Watch real slow, step by step, to, like, look at all the different details.
You're just waiting for those minutes to click towards the end.
I got interested there. I was just sitting down to watch it.
The Mechagodzilla design, you only see it in glances. It's like in a hangar. But I've seen the Mechagodzilla design on, like, Instagram. It's nuts. It's a crazy design. I would say, if you get a chance, look it up right now. Let me see if I can
find it. Hold on. You barely see any of it.
I know, hold
on. It's just, like, really spiky.
It's
No, but I didn't realize you had sent these other pictures when we were having our conversation before going on mic. And so I click on it, and the first thing I see is Lion Maru. And I was like, no way, that's not it. Why is there like the full is the full body? Oh,
Yeah, there's a shot where it's I've seen it where it's like it's silhouette.
does it look like he's got knives? Is it this guy? What is this thing? Like a stegosaurus.
Yeah. But then on the right is the poster for the next one, which shows Mechagodzilla in the background. So at least the second one, you're getting a fight. Wait, 5/18? That comes out tomorrow in Japan. So yeah, tomorrow people in Japan will be able to watch the sequel to this.
Cool.
All right. So Mechagodzilla is there, they just can't get it going. So that's promising for the next one, which I'm sure we'll eventually get to. One of the things I liked about this is them walking through Earth. Once they get back to Earth, it started picking up for me. And there's a lot of walking through the jungle, which reminded me of like King Kong, which or it mostly reminded me kind of more of Planet of the Apes for some reason. Something about the time travel aspect and wandering
Yeah,
around the
totally.
Earth. But I like that because we get a pterodactyl attack, or I don't know if they're pterodactyls. They have like long necks, like
They're dragons.
yeah, but they're kind of Ghidorah-like. So I'm wondering if this is like a precursor to a King Ghidorah battle, which would be awesome. Because they say Godzilla was 300 meters tall.
That one. Yeah, I think that
Yeah,
one was.
like it's grown over the 10,000 years. So like I'm sure a King Ghidorah. I guess I'm really excited about the possibilities because there's got to be more. And then with Mechagodzilla in the second one, at least we're gonna get some monster fights. So these guys decide to start attacking Godzilla, and they're using mechs and tanks and these sort of
Well, hang on.
speeder bikes.
Yeah, but like, there's that. The first time we see this Godzilla, basically, it's like he shoots his fire breath. It's like instant. It's like so fast, and it's just like,
It's like a beam.
it's like a lightning bolt. It's like, and the thing's completely obliterated. It like the first time you saw him, it's almost like he just kind of thought the atomic breath at him. It was like so fast, and I was like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if this is like a particularly, just more advanced Godzilla.
Yeah, it's less random. It's like more precise. It's like he's evolved into this crazy like killing machine. He kind of looks like the legendary Godzilla from the Gareth Edwards movie.
Yeah, but
And he's
also
got like
looks like a
abs.
rock monster.
Yeah, there's this kind of weird like the way the animation is set up on the people, it has a little bit of a kind of a stop motion look to it. And so when you have Godzilla and he's gigantic, he kind of has that same kind of motion, and it looks like do you ever watch like the Lord of the Rings Ralph Bakshi movies where it's like some parts aren't even animated, it's just like
Rotoscope.
yeah, but it's like people, like when it's the big crowd shots,
Right.
it's like
Well,
just
yeah,
kind
but
of shadows of
it's
people,
like, oh, yeah.
and they're like they kind of have like
They look like the negative,
yeah,
kind of.
exactly, that's what the Well, Godzilla and then the dragons reminded me of. They had that sort of rotoscope like quality to it. Like they look like crumpled paper or something. Like when you do like a paper mache rocks out of paper
Yeah,
bags.
it looked like he was made of rocks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they can't, it's gonna be hard to penetrate. Yeah, he was so bumpy. Even like, there was like no difference between, his, looked like a difference between his mouth and his teeth. Like, I mean, that might just be because it's a cartoon, but it's like there's no like lips basically to differentiate.
I enjoy all the like hover bike stuff. Like, yeah, those are cool. We're used to seeing like jets, fighter jets, and stuff, and it's like,
yeah, and that the fact that that's like the main, you know, the Air Force is basically out in the open, just on those hover bikes.
Yeah, and then they have the mechs, which I liked all the weaponry, like the tanks, the mechs, and all of that stuff. I like the designs. I like the designs of the outfits too, like the space suits and stuff, and they have to, you know, use those to breathe on Earth, and keep from radiation. Like, there's a lot of stuff I liked in this movie, but I mean, I understand that it's, you know, it's kind of just, there's not the stuff we normally want.
Hey, it was so overly dramatic, even more so than other ones. Like he's like haunted by the memories of the dead. Why are we still alive? Why? Why? It's like, oh no. I wrote a note that says, too much talking and not enough Godzilla-ing.
It takes a while. It takes a while. Yeah.
Now, so a new thing that's added to this. This Godzilla. It's like the Daisy Duck of the Godzilla series. This Godzilla has like this. It generates like a shield, like almost like a force field around his body.
Yeah, like a radiation shield
from his from like whatever his nuclear core, basically. And that premise that they discover that he has this thing, and like they had that little, they're watching the little computer readings of it, and then it resets at some point, and then they have to figure out there's a part of his body that does the reset part, and to catch it doesn't reset, and then they can finally hopefully get him with their weapons.
Yeah, that reminded me of the Empire Strikes Back video game for the Atari 2600. Yeah. Where the AT-ATs would have that little blinking dot and you'd have to find it to destroy them. Does Godzilla have, I thought I saw it, but when he swipes his tail, a laser comes out. Did you notice that when he like swiped his tail in the trees and like wind started like knocking people over, but it looked like a laser came out too. Like one of his atomic breath lasers.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he has been able to shoot stuff out of his back now and stuff. So it's like he's definitely, you know, can do stuff. This part where he zaps the guy like a bug zapper. He had an interest. The thing that then we discover that, well, like, when the first time you heard this particular Godzilla roar, the first sound of it was like, oh, it's like they kind of like did something different with it. Like, you recognize the beginning or how it starts and stuff. And then it's like, oh, and then there's this other thing to it.
Yeah. That's kind of like the 1998 Godzilla did that.
Yeah. Another line. What about fighting Godzilla and becoming a hero?
What about the line, this planet can go to hell?
Yep, I wrote that down too.
That's pretty dramatic.
I wrote, Godzilla only moves in slow motion, parentheses, probably because he's made of rocks. and then where Haru was like, was he planning on just going to crash his bike into Godzilla?
I think so.
Because the guns weren't strong enough, he was just gonna.
That's what it seemed like.
And then Leland shows up, and he's shooting Godzilla from the mech, and he's like, he's shooting him from inside a machine, but he's still going, ah!
Yeah, like it hurts.
Yeah, and then that's where he gets zapped by Godzilla.
My favorite part was the mech jumping on the back of Godzilla with the EMP.
Yeah,
like that's something I like to see in the movies. Like we've seen Mazers and these sort of flying airplane, these like the Super X and stuff like that, where these advanced military things. I'd like to see sort of mechs, and not just like a big mecha Godzilla, like just kind of where they can crawl around on Godzilla and like punch him and stuff.
Man, I did not like this movie while I was watching it. It's been a few days. It's lessened, but I'm writing. I actually wrote at one point, not into this. I don't care anymore. I was like, so this was a lot of build up when what you want is to see Godzilla destroy shit. And then when they finally kill this Godzilla and explodes, I was like, oh, he is made out of rocks. So it looked like he broke up into a bunch of like,
yeah, like gravel. It sounded like shattered glass or something, the sound effects.
And then suddenly the movie gets interesting because all this talk about, well, this is probably not that Godzilla, not the original Godzilla, but like another Godzilla. It's a little different. And then it's like the mountain basically gets up and the biggest Godzilla ever is there. Yeah. And then we find out, oh no, that's Godzilla. And he's bigger and badder. And then he has the real roar.
Yeah.
And I was like, then I was suddenly excited, and I was like, oh, we're at the end of the movie, though.
So the next one has that Godzilla and then Mechagodzilla in it.
Yeah, I wrote, didn't get interesting until 80 minutes in. Man, Haru needs to die. Bastard! I'll kill you! That's like the end of the movie. Oh, man. I guess, they ended. They definitely ended like a trilogy. It's definitely ended like Fellowship of the Rings, where it's like it ends and they're just looking over the mountain.
Yeah. Do you think that Netflix watched this and they were like, oh, just put episode one next to it so people know that this isn't
really. Don't worry, it's not over yet.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I'm assuming you wanted to split as soon as the credits came on. Did you sit through the credits?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a post-credit scene.
I don't know if I saw that.
It's one of the... I don't remember what character it was, and I just watched this like 2 days ago. It's the character... is it the girl?
Or is Master it the Sergeant guy? Yuko Tani?
I think so. She's like knocked out, and she gets picked up, and she's in a hut with a person who looks like she's lived on Earth.
Oh yeah,
this whole time.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to see that there were still humans there.
Yeah, because we saw
that introduction. I saw.
Yeah, we saw that human earlier in the when they were walking around in the jungle. Kind of, there's one of those things where you see something in the foreground, and then when they go to look, it moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I think it was that person. So that might be interesting. I think with all this stuff already set up, I think I'm going to enjoy the second one more. Also, if they're, you know, going to activate Mechagodzilla. And we already got all this set up kind of out of the way, so let's just go. So, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. It's probably going to be a while before it shows up on Netflix.
Yeah, you know, it's possible I did not catch the end scene because I just suddenly started chasing the looking up the post credit song because it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna play after we're done with this. All in all, definitely didn't break top five.
Not a chance. Oh, I did see that last scene because then they says, hey, you want us to watch Blame now? yeah, I did see the last scene because it's nothing. It's just like.
Yeah,
That looks like it might be Haru. I don't think that's the girl, but then because the woman's got the paint on her face, and then she just kind of looks at him and just kind of goes, The end. That's all. Yeah.
I don't have much more to say about this one.
Yeah, nothing really is.
According to like Wikipedia and stuff, this is a official Godzilla film.
Okay.
So this is the follow up film to Shin, but not necessarily a sequel, but yeah, this is considered a film and it's supposed to be a trilogy. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what else to say. Usually I have some thoughts, but that's it.
No. Nope. This is kind of unrelated, but man, I got so pissed off at the Jurassic World trailer, the last one that they released,
Oh, I know
when
this.
I went to go see Infinity War. The it was like so they gave away so much of plot that I was just like, oh, they're even telling like twists in the trailer more and more. I just started going crazy. I was like, do I cover my eyes and plug my ears and start singing la 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 la? Because they were saying so much.
Oh, I don't know
And
if I
it's like,
saw that
people,
trailer.
I'm already gonna see this. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because at first it was just like, we got to go help save these monsters. And then you see them all like fall under the water. And then, but this new trailer is like, they lied to us. They said, there was like, oh, I was like, what? Shut up.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Got so mad. Oh, I also wanted to show you something else I found. There's a Godzilla hoodie that's got, it's like, I feel like sometimes the show should have like, maybe we do that at the beginning. It says before we get in the movie, anything new in Godzilla worlds in your Godzilla life? because like these are like sometimes these are the things that, well, I mean, we'll share these things with each other like during the week too. But sometimes it's like going like, this hoodie has back fins.
Oh, really? What? That dude, how he's posing.
Yeah, in front of the power lines. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Right, let's talk about our next episode.
Yeah, let's move on.
We're going to be watching Matango, which is available on
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, and it is I don't know if it we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it next
Yeah,
time.
we'll talk about it
Yeah,
next time.
we'll explain ourselves
Yes.
next time. But
Until then.
when suddenly, when you're flipping around and you discover that certain movies exist they didn't know existed ever, you're like, oh, we might need to watch that right away.
Yeah. And then until then, you can go to kaijupod.com, and that has our links to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a review on iTunes and all that good stuff. And until next time, I'm not gonna watch anime.
Oh, yeah, you took yourself completely out of the movie. I'm just gonna sit in that pod until the MPs show up at a protest that the old people are gonna die. Man.
Did you want to go down with that ship? The
N
old man.
you
You
go
sympathize with the old man?
go down to no I was like where he's like going, no, it's a suicide mission to send these old people down there. And then he says, come on, we're done, we can't hack this life up here in space, pooping in bags.
I just want my feet to feel solid ground. All
All
right,
right,
I'm just gonna talk about my tango.
yeah, let's move on.
Planet can go to hell.